be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no fuller on earth could be bleached them. Then Elijah appeared to them along with Moses, and they were conversing with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, he replied, "Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He hardly knew what to say. They were so terrified. Then a cloud came, casting a shadow over them. From a cloud came a voice, "This is my beloved son. Listen to him." Suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone but Jesus alone with them. As they were coming down from the mountain, he charged them not to relate what they had seen to anyone, except when the Son of Man has risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what rising from the dead meant. Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Peter says, "How wonderful. Here, we would like to stay for a longer time." Build three tents means stay longer. So true. When there's a presence of Jesus, we experience something different. This experience, not only the time of transfiguration, even today, we can experience the same thing. Years ago, I was studying in Italy, and on one occasion, I have a visit to a group of young people. This group of people, they want to try to live mutual love among themselves. I stayed there among 10 days with them. This is my first time experience. So beautiful that the people, when they practice charity together. And Jesus promised, "But two or three are united in my name, I am in your midst." So you can imagine if a family living, when they say in his name, means love, with the love of Jesus for one another. When there's so much mutual love, that is the presence of Jesus. That year, I really felt so much of grace to stay with this group of people because they practice unity, practice charity together. Today, I learned this experience in all my parishes. This is my 10th assignment in my priesthood. I've been 45 years as a priest. Many times, I have 6 years in Toronto and many years in different parishes in Hong Kong, Kowloon, and New Territories. We can find unique people, but we can find people who try to love one another. And that's a secret. Many people ask, "No, you can, you know, at my age, I'm not that young. How can you can survive all these difficult situations?" When I was in Toronto, it's not easy. I was only priest from Hong Kong to work in the Archdiocese of Toronto for 6 years. You can imagine, no connection, no relatives, just by myself. But only secret is, even there is no love, you put love and you will find love. And that's the way. When you have love, when you mutual love, that's the person of Jesus. And that's why the disciples say, how nice that we stay here. We build three tents. Why? Because that is the presence of Jesus. Today, we experience the same thing. When we try to love. And Jesus gave us the new commandment. You love one another as I have loved you. The love of Jesus is always being the first one to love. Jesus loves unconditionally. That's two things. If you love, being the first one to love. The one came, you do it. The one put it together, you put it together. When people don't greet you, you greet them. Being the first one, doing things unconditionally, that's a condition of love. Someone can experience these things and put together, and that's you find the joy. Today, Jesus invites each one of us from the voice from heaven and say, listen to my son today. Listen to the gospel. The gospel, simple. Love one another as I love you. Love the way Jesus loves us. Love unconditionally, being always the first one to love. At times we wait. I do it, why? He doesn't do it, she doesn't do it. Don't ask for why. You just do it. Being the first one, don't wait. And that's how you experience the peace of Jesus in you. And when it is mutual, and that you can say the same word of Peter, how nice that we stay in this place, because there is a presence of Jesus. That's the word of Jesus realized in you. But two or three are united in my name, I am in the midst. St. Matthew chapter 18, verse 20.